The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, we have a siren and the sound, the audio file over there, and I almost used it, but I don't want to make fun. I don't want to cheapen. I have a very serious warning to give you about pending legislation. And it's serious. If this legislation passes on the federal level or on the state level, your religious liberty is going to be impacted dramatically. And I'm serious about it. All right. Let me get to the federal first, and then I'll get to the state. The legislation is called the Equality Act, H.R. 5. Now, this is the continual trick of the liberal left. Give a piece of legislation the name that is exactly the opposite of what it will actually accomplish. Happens all the time. It happens all the time. If the liberal left proposes legislation and gives it a name, you can almost be guaranteed that the result of the legislation will be exactly the opposite of what the name of the legislation is. This is not about equality. It is not about equality. It is very similar to ENDA. Some of you will remember ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It is not non-discrimination. It is discrimination against people of religious faith, particularly Christians. The AFA, the American Family Association, released this warning. This legislation has been driven for years by rabid homosexual activist groups like the Human Rights Campaign and is specifically designed to place sexual liberty above religious liberty and the First Amendment. And that's absolutely true. Now, what would be some of the results? If the Equality Act is passed by Congress and signed by Donald Trump, I don't think that he would sign it, but he would probably veto it, but it could be overridden. The Equality Act would say that a Christian business owner or even a church that refuses to hire a homosexual or transgender individual would immediately be exposed to potential lawsuits. So a local church like your church, a man comes in and applies for the job of youth pastor. He is an open homosexual. Well, that violates the doctrinal position of your church. If the Equality Act, H.R. 5, as it is called, if it would be passed and your church said, no, you know, we want to hire someone who agrees with our religious position, our doctrinal position, your church could be taken to court and probably the homosexual activist would win. If you owned a business and a man comes to apply for a job and he's dressed like a woman. Now, it's obviously he's a man, but he's dressed up like a woman. And the job would be meeting the public. And you as a business owner say, you know, the public presentation of my employees is really important. How they, you know, purport themselves, how they present themselves. We have a dress code, and a man would not be allowed to wear women's apparel. You as a business owner could and would be taken to court, and you probably would lose. It would force schools across America to allow boys in the girls' dressing room, boys in the girls' shower. It would force gymnasiums and fitness clubs across America to allow men to go into the shower rooms with the women, and that would include your fitness club. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This would be disastrous. It is called the Equality Act. It is not about equality. It is about making people with same-sex attractions superior and people with religious convictions inferior. So that's the Equality Act, H.R. 5. That's on the federal level. Well, progressive leftist activists here in Ohio want to do the same thing here. It's called SB 11. SB 11. The Ohio Senate has scheduled the Ohio version of that dangerous federal bill for a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee soon. Again, it is SB 11, and it is called the Ohio Fairness Act. Now, remember, this is being proposed by the liberal left. So, it would result in exactly the opposite. It would not be fair to Christian business owners, not fair to Christian churches, not fair to Christian schools. It is also known here in Ohio, the Ohio Fairness Act, or the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Law. Now, what would be the results here in Ohio if this bill is passed? Number one, it would require biological men be allowed in women's restrooms, locker rooms, and showers if they claim identity as a woman. Number two, it would require that boys be allowed to play in girls' sports in public schools if they identify as a woman. Boys could play girls' volleyball, girls' soccer, girls' tennis, girls' swimming. All they have to do is say, "I feel pretty." And according to the Ohio Fairness Act, if it were to be passed, a boy could compete in any girls' sport. Number three, it would force women's homeless shelters and domestic violence shelters to allow biological men who identify as a woman to bathe and bunk with women. Now, how is that fair? A woman's homeless shelter. Now, many of the women in the homeless shelter have been abused by a man. And she has to sleep in a bed next to a man and shower? Yep. Next, it would allow state government to remove children from a parent's custody who don't consent to conversion or hormone therapy. That happened down in Cincinnati without this law. If this law is passed, children would be removed from parents' custody. It would also force doctors to participate in gender transition surgeries and procedures, whether they want to or not. A doctor who deals with surgery could not refuse. It would also require businesses and churches to participate in same-sex weddings, even if the wedding violates their religious beliefs. The Fairness Act would create massive inequality and would be incredibly unfair to Christians, women, children, if this left-leaning legislation is passed. Again, it is scheduled for a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee soon. Please, please, please call your state senator. Kindly but firmly insist that they oppose SB 11 is the number. It's called the Ohio Fairness Act. Call your state senator now. Let's head this off before it gets any kind of widespread support. SB 11, the Ohio Fairness Act. Call your Ohio senator if you don't know who it is. Do a quick Google search and just say, "Who is my Ohio senator?" And it'll tell you how to find out. And in mere seconds, it'll pop up and you'll know who your Ohio senator is and you'll have all the contact information. We got to beat this bill before it gains any traction at all. Our state senators need to know Ohio will not support this incredibly discriminatory legislation. So be active and be an activist. Senate Bill 11, the Ohio Fairness Act. Contact your senator and say no. No, 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 no. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. When we come back, an update on what's going on at Harvest Bible Chapel up in Chicago. I have grudgingly followed this story out of Chicago. And I really do mean that, grudgingly. But I have an update when we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
This is a continuing story that continues to break my heart, and it does the heart of God as well. It's the story of Harvest Bible Chapel, James McDonald, up in Chicago. I've said this many times before, but please allow me to repeat it so you won't misunderstand why I'm sharing this with you. There are a few preachers in America that I had more respect for than James McDonald, more honor for than James McDonald. There is absolutely no doubt he was one of the great preachers of our time, communicators. Few people had the ability to communicate God's word better than James McDonald. That's why we had him here in town, in Columbus, I think twice. He was the speaker for the Pastor Appreciation Breakfast and did a great job. Had a huge rally down at the Hilton Hotel at Easton. Had a big rally at Upper Arlington High School. And he did an incredible job. And that's, you know, I've asked you repeatedly, and I try to remind myself, when pastors have a big congregation, big outreach, big influence, huge audience, these are prime targets for the devil himself. And I mean that. I believe we're involved in spiritual warfare, and I hope you understand that as well. And the big guys... the big guys are the prime targets of the evil one, Satan himself. And I don't mean this in the way some could take it, but if a pastor of a church of a couple hundred fails morally or financially or whatever, it causes a lot of damage, but in a very small area. Not a whole lot of people are impacted. But if it's a pastor who is pastoring thousands of people, and reaching hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people on radio and TV, and they fall, they fail, can have serious impact on the cause of Christ. So, I am embarrassed and ashamed that I didn't pray more for James McDonald. But as most of you know, he did fail. He was fired by Harvest Bible Chapel after a great deal of controversy about financial things. Nothing with his marriage and his wife, and we can praise God for that, but a whole bunch of financial stuff and some recordings, some phone recordings of him saying some very inappropriate things about other Christian leaders. And anyway, he was fired, and I think rightfully so. After he was fired, there were all kinds of things uncovered about financial improprieties in the church, things that should not have happened. And the elders, every single one of the elders that were serving during the time of James McDonald, have publicly apologized and repented and said, we should have acted differently. We should have held him more accountable, and we failed as well. So anyway. Here is the latest, and this is good news. the headline, Harvest Bible Chapel apologizes as it installs a new elder board. Here's the story. Harvest Bible Chapel has apologized both privately and publicly to a freelance journalist and two bloggers whom it sued last fall. If you remember that, I reported that. The church sued Julie Royce, who was a syndicated columnist, and some former members who had a blog. And granted, they were unmerciful, and I think they were unchristian in the way they attacked James McDonald, and even if many of the accusations are true, all right? But I'm not going to get into that. Harvest Bible Chapel, under the leadership of James McDonald, sued them for defamation. And at the time, I thought, that's not a good thing to do. Don't do that. Don't sue them. I mean, remember 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Well, they sued anyway, and then it blew up in their face, and they dropped the lawsuit, which made them look even worse. Well, the church has now apologized publicly and privately to all the people that they sued. They released this statement: with a new church leadership team and new elder board now in place, along with this apology and the restitution Harvest has made offered to each of you, we hope this will start the healing process between each of you and Harvest. That's a good start. In an email, Harvest elders asked for forgiveness and admitted they never should have sued Julie Royce or the Elephant's Debt bloggers Scott Bryant, Ryan Mahoney, or Bryant's and Mahoney's wives. Quote, while at the time we thought we were acting in the best interest of the church, we now realize this lawsuit, while lawful, was a sinful violation of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and biblically should not have been pursued. This action put you through undue stress, took significant time, energy, and resources, and left you to defend your reputations. We are sorry. Please forgive us. Well, the first to respond is Julie Royce, the journalist. She says, it's welcome. I do forgive each one of the elders for pursuing the lawsuit against us, and I truly hope for healing and reconciliation in the days to come. The bloggers behind Elephant's Debt have declined to comment to the media. But a brand new elder board, not a single elder that was on under James McDonald is still serving. They have completely cleaned house. Brand new elders. They have apologized. They have promised to make restitution. They're stepping forward and taking steps to eliminate the financial improprieties that were present. And they are trying to regain first the confidence of their own congregation. They've lost about 40% of the congregation, which is huge. And so they're trying to regain the confidence of the congregation and the public in general. I applaud them. This is a good first step, good for them. And I pray there will be healing and restoration. That church has done great things for God, and I'm praying they will do great things again. Good for them. A good step.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.